of Williams. Outlet to Jimenez. Left half of the court. Jimenez looking to Porter. Top of the key and Porter resets. 8:50 to go in the game. Iowa leads 73-55. Push pass to Stramick, who spins to Jimenez. Free throw line extended on the left. Inside Williams. Double team on Williams. So fade, flip, fire, no. A Falter hauls it in. Iowa right to left, moving with the basketball. Martin looking for O'Grady, and it got deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. Martin catches, finds Clark. Here's Caitlin Clark on Copeland. Lost the basketball, picks it back up. Nowhere to go. Fires off to the right with the pass. Now the bounce inside to O'Grady. Double team on her. Back to Clark. Over to the left. Marshall's wide open. Three on the corners. No good. High into the air. Williams picks it up for the Badgers. Gives it up to Porter. Here comes Ronnie. Spins it off to the left. Stramick, ball fake. Now she'll skip it to the near side. Jimenez catches. Defended by a Falter. Williams, top side three is in the air. It is short. Williams trying to make that three is no good. Stramick saved it from going out of bounds, but it goes to Iowa. Clark drops it off inside. O'Grady with the layup. 28 points, 10 assists now. Or excuse me, 4 assists, 9 rebounds for Clark. Got those two numbers mixed up. Fourth assist. Here's Porter. To Stramick, fires inside. Williams missed it, but was fouled. She's holding that left wrist again. On the floor, being helped up by her teammates. Sarah Williams has 15 points, 6 rebounds, 6 of 8 shooting for Wisconsin here today. But the Badgers trail by 20. Williams has played 11 minutes in the game. Once again, holding that left wrist. She's going to shoot some free throws. Well, she did fall and immediately grabbed the left wrist. That free throw short. And there's a lane violation by Jimenez as Williams makes the free throw. Jimenez jumped in the lane before Williams let that free throw go. Iowa ball. 20-point Hawkeyes lead. 7:35 to go. Here's Clark. Defended by Copeland. Jump pass inside. Stolke over Williams. No foul called. Amazing. Porter. Up ahead. Jimenez. Down low. Jimenez bounces for Porter. Runner in the lane's good. Porter drops it through. Other side. Jimenez comes away with the steal. Here she is. Smile on her face. Driving. Bouncing inside. Williams. Left hand. Won't get it to go. Stolke clears for Iowa. With the defensive rebound. 75-57, Iowa leading the ball. Big Ten opener for 5-3 Wisconsin. Hawkeyes 9-1. Stolke drives and scores over Williams. Stolke. 77-57, Hawkeyes. Sell out here today at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin is hanging around. Down by 10 at the half. There's a pass out of bounds, and I believe it is staying with Wisconsin. Now Williams going to check out, and Hallie Douglas is going to come back into the game. And Williams, I think that left wrist is really bothering her. They're going to take her out. Yeah, Badgers got it down to 8 points. Actually got it down to 6 in the second half in the third quarter. And now Wisconsin with it with 6:24 to go. 10 on the shot clock, down 20. Jimenez at the free throw line to Leitzinger. Around Clark. Little float shot, no. Missed it all. Clark tips it out. Porter tracks it down. Here comes Ronnie. 20 seconds on the shot clock as it resets. Here's Jimenez driving in from the left. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch, Iowa. short breather, I guess, for Williams. He's back. 10 on the shot clock. Douglas hands off to Porter. Porter curling around the defense. Puts it up with the right hand and it drops. 17 points for Ronnie Porter today. That ties her career high. 5 boards and 3 assists for Ronnie. Stolke spinning on Williams, missing the left-handed layup. And Williams hauls it in for the Badgers. Rebound number 8. Porter and the Badgers with 5.5 minutes to play with the basketball. Copeland outside trying to work on Clark. Shoves Clark with the offhand. Now drives and kicks. Left side. Leitzinger has it. Outside left. Plenty of time. Out to Porter between the circles. Pushes to Douglas on the right. Return pass to Porter. Entry pass deflected and stolen. Here comes Iowa. Pass break on a 3-on-3 to the right. Driving in. Fierbach. Lost the ball. Picked up Porter. Williams up ahead. Baseball pass caught by Williams. Finds Leitzinger trailing the play. Hook shot over Stolke. He's going to hit the back iron and fall through. 16-point deficit for the Badgers now. 4:56 to play. Iowa 77, Wisconsin 61. Porter with 17. Williams has 15 for the Badgers. Clark 28 for Iowa. And now Douglas falls to the floor. Defending Martin. Martin decides to pass it away instead of shoot. Finds Marshall, right wing. Shot clock's at 10. Gabby with it. Pushes. Fierbach catches. Leitzinger defends. 5 on the shot clock. Out on top. Out to Marshall on the left side. Toss inside. Stolke down to 2. Stolke, tough shot. Missed it. Douglas comes away with it on the baseline. 4:23 to play. Wisconsin down 16. Here's Leitzinger, up to Porter, left side. Ronnie, defended by Marshall, asks for the screen. Williams sets it. Porter curls around the defense, poked away from behind. Who touched it last? Iowa. Goes out of bounds. And there's a timeout on the floor with 4:11 to play in this game. It's Iowa 77, Wisconsin 61. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 77-61, Iowa has the fourth quarter lead, 4:11 to go in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds now for station ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Here in Madison, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Big Ten opener, leading the Badgers 77-61. John Audius with you here courtside at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin and Iowa playing here today, and the Badgers trail it right now by 16 points, but they were able to get this second half lead down to 6 in the third quarter. A big part of the Badgers' offense has been missing this game, and that's Sarah Williams. I should say offense and defense has been missing this game, and that's Sarah Williams, who's still really favoring that left wrist, holding it out even now with 4:11 to go in the game. But it's not the wrist that limited her time on the court. It was her fouls, 4 personal fouls, and she's just hasn't been able to play minutes because of that. Leitzinger catches off the inbounds, launches a 3. It's an air ball, and it's grabbed by a Falter in Iowa. 4:05 to go. Hawkeyes looking to go to 10-1. They're fourth in the country. Here's a drive from the left. Strong finish. Good. And the foul by Fierbach. And here's Fierbach. That's Leisinger's fourth. Fierbach, good with the free throw. Well, the Hawkeyes score 88.8 points per game this season. That's second in the Big Ten and 10th in the country. They're at 80 right now. Here's Jimenez in the lane. Missed it wide right. Grabbed by Iowa. Hawkeyes push. Stolke is wide open, and the layup's good. .30 to go, 82-61. Have the official attendance here today in just a second. Williams got bumped, tries to pass it away so she doesn't get called for the travel. Stolen by the Hawkeyes. Turnover number 17 for Wisconsin. Marshall inside, Stolke deep left, defended by Williams, kick out. Driving in, Davis back inside, the pass down low on the left, finished by Stolke. .253 to go. All Iowa, 84-61. It's now a 7-0 run over the last 60 seconds by Iowa. Badgers come into this game 5-3 in the non-conference. Going to fall to 0-1 in the Big Ten. Here's Jimenez pushing with the dribble inside to Schrammick. Back to Jimenez in the corner. Jimenez misses the three. Long rebound tipped by Schrammick. She collides with Marshall. And it's probably going to be a foul against the Badgers, and it is. After this one, Wisconsin goes back to non-conference play for two games. They'll be at St. Thomas next Wednesday. And home to Eastern Illinois on the 21st. And it's back to the Big Ten, and they'll stay in the Big Ten. Get to that attendance number here in just a moment. 2:22 to play. Iowa leading. Porter reaching in and a foul. 84-61. All right, today's attendance, 14,252. It's a sellout. Now, the Kohl Center holds 17,000, but they only sold 14,000 for the game. So technically, it's a sellout. 14,252 is the attendance. 2:13 to go. Probably could have sold 30,000. Here's Jimenez trying a three. It's blocked. Picked up Porter to Schrammick. Top of the key to the left, and Jimenez bouncing inside. Williams has it in the lane. Williams turning, ripped away, and a foul. Minute 51 to go. Just the third team foul against Iowa. Personal foul, 13 foul. 84-61, Hawkeyes. 23-point lead. Leitzinger finds Porter on the left baseline. Out to Copeland. Feed mid-post left. Williams bounces back to Copeland, who got grabbed by Clark on that layup. Missed it, but will go to the free throw line. And that is the first personal foul against Caitlin Clark with 1 minute and 45 seconds to play in the game. Here's Copeland. Free throw goes in. Copeland's next one is going to bounce around and drop. 84-63, a minute 44 to go. Copeland has 11. leading scorer, Ronnie Porter, career high, tying 17 points. Here's Clark bouncing inside. Little flip, missed down low by Ettinger, who's into the game for Iowa. Copeland open on the right side, right wing three, missed. Clark, front court, approaching a minute to go. Clark trips, falls hard to the floor. Three is good. Clark is slow to get up. Clark is still down. Gets up, has a little bit of a limp, and it's probably time to take her out for Iowa. To the bench. 28 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 11 of 19 from the floor, 4 of 8 three-point shooting for Caitlin Clark. A little below her season average. A minute 5 to go. Caught at the right elbow. Stramick fires a pass to Porter. Porter high toss to Stramick, mid-post left. Working down low on Jimfy. Missed it with the right hand and a little half hook. Picked up. Iowa, pass kicked high into the air. It'll stay with the Hawks. Fifty seconds to play, 84-63. Coming up on the post-game show, here's McCabe. We'll run through these final numbers for you, take a listen to some of the highlights from this game, and we'll get you ready for the next Badgers contest. 36 seconds to go, 10 on the shot clock. Hawkeyes basketball. Porter tying up McCabe down low, and it's a jump ball, and it'll go to Wisconsin. All Iowa here today. Porter between the circles with 25 seconds to go. Shramick catches outside right, finds Copeland. Here's Copeland driving, tough drive and the foul. Shot went up but was no good. And it'll send Copeland to the free throw line. 5'7 sophomore from Kansas City, Kansas, has scored in double figures while coming into today, 3 of her last 4 games. She's double figures right now with 11. To make that 4 of her last 5, free throw is in. During that stretch of the last 4 games, Copeland has scored about 12 per. She's at 12 right now. Make it 13. 16 seconds to go. Iowa ball. McCabe has it. Backcourt crosses the timeline. And Iowa can hold on to this one. And in the Big Ten opener here today at the Kohl Center, fourth-ranked Iowa comes out on top. 87-65, the final score today for Madison. $14,252 watching the Badgers Big Ten opener. And it was Iowa winning the game by 22 points, led by as many as 24. Wisconsin 0-1 in the Big Ten this year, and they fall to 5-4 overall. Fourth-ranked Iowa 1-0 in the Big Ten, and they move to 10-1 this season. Badgers fall at home to Caitlin Clark in Iowa. Once again, that final score, Hawkeyes 87, Badgers 65. We'll take a break again. The post-match show starts in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel. Good squirrel.
Yeah. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
And welcome back. Post-game show underway. John Audius with you from the Kohl Center. 87-66, Iowa beats Wisconsin in the Big Ten opener. Now joined by assistant coach Tiffany Morton. You know, I think when you look back at this one, what really hampered your team was Sarah Williams getting in foul trouble. And, I mean, we probably all have our opinions on some of the fouls called, but would you say that was one of the biggest things your team had to overcome today?
Absolutely. Again, early, when she was in the game, she did a great job bearing inside, gave us a presence inside, an option to be able to pass the ball in, and got some easy and early looks and transition it inside. Again, when she got into foul trouble, it definitely hurts us inside, so we want to make sure we keep her on the floor as much as possible. But a lot of other things, again, we missed her rebounding. Again, she does a great job rebounding on the offensive glass and getting a second chance opportunity. So definitely some things there, and then also transition defense, making sure we get back and protect the paint.
What else kind of stands out to you when you take a look at what happened here today? What else kind of stands out, I guess?
Again, they are very much a transition team. Again, they keep it simple, essentially, but they stick true to their game plan. They did a good job. Again, as much as we sustain the punch and we get back up and we fight back, again, a veteran group is never going to stop fighting, and that's one thing that Iowa did a great job of today. So, again, transition defense was a big thing for us, and offensive rebounding for them. Again, trying to limit their paint touches and second-chance opportunities, which they did a good job of today.
The start by your team today was electric. I mean, it's seemed like right from the get-go, this team was ready and ready to take it right to Iowa.
Yeah, we did a great job of preparing and practicing the last few days, and our kids are really honed in, and they were excited. Again, obviously, when you hit Big Ten play, again, every game is going to be that much challenging and that much harder, but really, really excited for this team and to be able to get into the Big Ten tournament or Big Ten conference play.
Yeah, Ronnie Porter, another solid game. Can you talk about what you've seen from Porter here during her second season? Tied her career high today with 17 points.
Yeah, Ronnie does a great job. Again, she sees the floor well. She's very much our floor general. Does a great job of getting our team into the right set, the right offense, and knowing what to look for. And then, again, also she's aggressive. Again, she can shoot the three and be able to step back. And then also she does a great job of getting downhill and being able to have a nice little touch around the rim.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Tiffany Morton. Badgers drop one here today to Iowa, 87-65. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the post-game show next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. cow chip throwing, or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One.
Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 15 tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny, tomorrow, 35, lows around 22, tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. John Audius with you. Post-game show rolls on. Wrapping things up here from the Kohl Center. Big Ten opener goes to Iowa, 87-65. Let's take a look at the final individual numbers. Starting first for the visitors, Caitlin Clark, 28 points today and 11 of 19 shooting, 4 of 8 from downtown, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds and 5 assists. After that, Stulke scored 21 points. She also grabbed 3 rebounds and handed out 3 assists for Iowa. Scoring drops to 8 points from Fearbach on 3 of 4 shooting. Then it was 7 points from a Falter. She grabbed 12 rebounds today and had 4 assists. McCabe was 6 points, 2 of 2 from the floor. Goodman was 2 of 3 with 4 points and 3 rebounds, 2 points from Davis, 2 from O'Grady. The Badgers had 3 players in double figures. Ronnie Porter tied her career high with 17 points today. Also grabbed 7 rebounds and handed out 3 assists. 15 points from Sarah Williams, but Williams was limited because of foul trouble. 4 personal fouls. She just could not get in a rhythm. But when she was on the court, she was super productive. 15 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. Let me double check the minutes here for Sarah Williams. Got to push a button here. 17 minutes is all she got. 17 minutes today. Scored 15 points in those 17 minutes. 13 points from Sanaya Copeland. Copeland, 4 of 10 from the floor. Had a rebound and an assist. 7 points from Brooke Stramick with 6 rebounds and 2 assists. Deyanis Jimenez, 8 points off the bench. Also grabbed a couple of rebounds. And Hallie Douglas scored 3 with 6 rebounds. Natalie Leitzinger, 1 of 4 from the floor, and had 2 points for Wisconsin. But there were some bright spots for the Badgers here this afternoon in the Big Ten opener, so let's take a listen to some of the post-game highlights. Next one upcoming for D. And that one's short. Williams comes flying out of nowhere to grab the offensive rebound, and she'll put it up and in for 2. Copeland catch and shoot 3 on the left side is through. Copeland connects from downtown and gives Wisconsin a 4-point lead. Shramick, couple of dribbles to her left. Hands off to Porter. Ronnie bounces inside. Mid post left. Now Williams goes to work down low. It's going to drop and a foul. Sarah Williams has a chance at a 3-point play. Copeland has it. Copeland scoops in 4 seconds. Over to Porter. She'll launch the 3 and it rolls in. Stops an 8-0 Iowa run. And it's rebounded by Porter. Pushes. Copeland in the lane. Copeland spinning in the lane. What a move by Sanaya. Copeland counted and a foul. Rebounded by Shremick. Gives it to Jimenez. 3:33 to go in the third. Jimenez right to the rim. Slices to the cup and finishes and a foul. Jump pass over to Douglas on the left. Douglas dribbles and hands off to Jimenez. She'll launch a 3 on the left and it's through. 16 seconds to go. Iowa ball. McCabe has it. Backcourt. Crosses the timeline. And Iowa can hold on to this one. And in the Big Ten opener here today at the Kohl Center, fourth-ranked Iowa comes out on top. 87-65, the final score today for Madison. There you go. Some of the highlights from today's Badgers game. 87-65. One more time, that final score. Wisconsin is now 5-4 overall. Hawkeyes improve to 10-1. Badgers 0-1 in the Big Ten. Iowa, of course, now 1-0. Quick check of the Big Ten scoreboard. Four finals, including Maryland over Northwestern in College Park, 71-58. Top 25 showdown went overtime, and 12th-ranked Ohio State beat 25th-ranked Penn State by 10, 94-84. It was Minnesota winning by 2 over Purdue in Minneapolis, 60-58. In about a minute to play, Michigan about to beat Illinois, 84-48. Is that score. Up next for Wisconsin, back to the non-conference, as the Badgers will hit the road to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota to face St. Thomas. And that one is coming up on Wednesday, 6:40, the pregame tip-off just after 7. You can hear it statewide on the Badger Sports Network. Well, once again, the final score here from the Kohl Center, 87-65, as fourth-ranked Iowa beats Wisconsin. For our producer back in Jefferson City, Maurice Jones, I'm John Audius, saying goodbye from the Kohl Center this Sunday afternoon, where the Badgers fall in their Big Ten opener to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Maybe your hometown celebrates longstanding Swiss traditions, cow chip throwing, or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin women's basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You're tuned in to your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown
just a
radio.
Moment here and get into the whole notion of data centers and water use. Normally at 7:30, you would hear one Kristen Lyerly, and we'd be talking about healthcare or other things that are going on. Kristen has another commitment for today, Never fear, she will be back with us next week. And in fact, I see Evan has already left a message on our Facebook page saying, good morning, friends. Thank you for having this important discussion. Well, thank you, Kristen, and look forward to talking to you again early next week. We're talking about data centers in part because of what's happening at the old Foxconn site. It's been 6 years after a much hyped development project that never did look like it was going to come to full fruition. And of course, it did not. It has had some limited success, which is fine. But there's still a lot of land that could be put to use. And it's going to be put to use in large part by Microsoft. In fact, village officials in Mount Pleasant approved a new deal on Monday, according to coverage from Wisconsin Public Radio, that would allow Microsoft to purchase more than 1,000 acres that originally had been intended for Foxconn. The project will include at least 4 data centers. Now, these data centers, I mean, we're familiar with them, of course. We're familiar with the cloud, but we sometimes don't appreciate not just how big and important these facilities are, but what it takes to run them. And it was actually Kristen who tipped me off to an episode of a podcast, the title of which was, Will the Internet Suck Us Dry? Data centers tend to land in places with abundant water and power and taxpayer subsidies. Zoe Sullivan was one of the journalists who worked on it and looked at not just the water usage, not just what a data center is, but also how can we be sure that we're getting full transparency at the local government level so that, you know, people can make the decision for themselves of whether a data center is right for where they are, especially not just at, you know, we're next to an abundant, you know, Lake Michigan. There's a lot of data centers in the desert Southwest that have people rather concerned. So let's bring in Zoe now to talk much more about the topic. Zoe Sullivan joining us from the Madison area. Zoe, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me, Pat.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a fascinating episode to listen to. And, you know, again, at the risk of having you repeat far too much of it. But let's start with the basics of, you know, what you learned about we know that data centers are important, but we really don't appreciate what it takes to cool one of these babies.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, to be honest, before I started this piece, I had never thought about what it takes to power the internet. And I think part of that is because we refer to so much, you know, like storing things in the cloud. And, you know, that the idea of the cloud gives it this very ethereal sense. And in reality, the cloud is a data center. And these are facilities, I mean, they range in size, but, you know, a data center can use as much energy as 50,000 homes, which is kind of shocking, I think. So, I mean, for me, when I was starting to report on this, just the scale of the resource use that these facilities have was pretty stunning for me.
And that is because of something called evaporative cooling, that rather than running, you know, air conditioning units, you would bring in water, and then you'd work with the difference in air after you've blown blown that hot air from the data center, you know, and blown that under onto the water as it flows through. There's various types of systems that are out there. But again, it's that necessity for water and for power that makes these things so important. And so I wonder, again, this is just based on your own experience. You're not speaking at large for the whole country, but do you feel like when companies bring these data center proposals to local governments, are there things that taxpayers should be aware of when weighing these kinds of proposals?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, part of my experience trying to report on the Microsoft facility in Mount Pleasant was really the lack of transparency. And there was a Marketplace Tech podcast earlier this year where a researcher described how companies like Microsoft and Google have said that basically their water use is essentially a trade secret, which makes it extremely difficult for local people to find out how much is actually being used. And there are really two, you know, data centers use water and power, both. In most data centers now, more than 40% of the electricity use actually goes to cooling. And they can either be cooled through water or through air conditioning, basically. So that's where that, you know, that's where those resources come in. But I think, you know, as you were asking, yeah, a huge challenge is, can people just get information? You know, I do reporting for a living, and so I spend time digging into things. Most people don't have that time. You know, they're busy making a living, they're busy taking care of their kids, whatever. And if your elected officials won't disclose what, you know, what the plan is or what the consequences of the plans are, that makes it impossible for people to really understand what the implications of a development are.
I mean, we really are reliant upon and should be more grateful for, you know, local journalists and independent investigative journalists who, you know, like you said, have the time, who know where to start looking for these kinds of resources, especially when you consider, as noted in the Washington Post, that more than 30% of the world's data centers are located in the U.S., and the power required to run all those data centers already accounts for about 2% of the nation's electricity use, 2% of the nation's electricity use. We talk all the time on this program about a changing climate and about the ways that we can essentially run an entire country cleaner. But it is this thirst for knowledge and information that can lead to quite literally a thirst for resources in the area. This is something that is going to have to be, you know, paid attention to by local governments, by other planners, you know, places like that. And I can't imagine this will be the last time that you have to ask some tough questions and really have to struggle to find answers on what water use is going to be for these data centers.
Yeah, water and power. I mean, one of the things that was really stunning to me is learning that data centers globally emit more carbon than the airline industry, just for people to put it in perspective. Because I think in general, people understand that flying has a lot of impact on the environment. Well, guess what? You know, Netflix does too now, apparently, right? Which, I mean, I like my Netflix as much as anybody else. It's not that I want to give that up. But I think we do need to ask ourselves questions about what, you know, what is really important to us? What do we need? What do we want to prioritize? We're seeing, you know, AI being introduced in a lot of ways. Like, a lot of people have played with ChatGPT, for example. And, you know, AI is incredibly resource intensive. So, you know, just a ChatGPT conversation, you don't think about how much energy that is consuming, you know, how much energy it takes the computer systems to process that, to produce that chat, and how much water it then takes to cool down those systems. Well, these are things we really need to start thinking about.
On top of that, and this is over and above the water use topic, but as we continue to rely on, you know, an information economy and, you know, data centers like these, I mean, they're all targets, essentially. I mean, it wouldn't take much to, you know, again, cut the power, the water, or otherwise do damage to one of these and, you know, really consider crippling a chunk of the economy, which, again, just makes it that much more imperative to know, you know, from the outset, the parameters of any given data center, what it's going to be, what are its redundancies and things like that. I certainly don't see us going backward in terms of our need for information, you know, server space.
Right. And I mean, one thing to also really keep in mind when, you know, thinking about, well, what happens if the power goes out? Well, data centers have backups. You know, they have to in order to keep functioning. Like, that is essential to their business model. And those backups are basically diesel generators. So you really have to also think about if the grid were to go out, then these centers are now functioning with diesel, which obviously, you know, has a much bigger carbon impact than your regular power grid, even if that power grid isn't necessarily fully green. So, you know, there are lots of levels of considerations. And I really want to thank, I spoke during this, doing this piece, I had the privilege of speaking with a data center manager in Missouri, and he was incredibly generous with his knowledge. And I wouldn't have, I mean, I read a lot of research papers, et cetera, but speaking with somebody in the industry was tremendously helpful, and I'm really grateful for that.
In terms of when these proposals come in, we often hear, and you used the phrase earlier, you know, trade secrets, that, you know, there's things we can't share with you. It would appear to me, you know, in your role as a journalist, that there may be things that, you know, a potential company coming into town doesn't share publicly, but certainly can't use that as an excuse not to share with town leaders. I mean, do you feel like they're being on the up and up with local leadership as they come into these kinds of situations?
I have no, I mean, I'm not part of those conversations. I can't sure. comment on that, you know? Mm-hmm. I can't say anything about that. I will say
it just,
you know, I did find, a DNR permit, and it was clear that, you know, water could be used to, cool the Mount Pleasant facilities. I think something to consider is, you know, I think many people are aware that the Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake, is basically drying up, and people are probably less aware that there used to be a massive sea in Central Asia, the Aral Sea, which was bigger than Lake Michigan. And now, because of Soviet mismanagement of, you know, diverting water for agriculture industry, it's a desert. And, you know, we think of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior as enormous, and they are, but we also need to carefully consider how we use that resource.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's all about, you know, whatever information you can have. And I should note as well, you shared a statement that can be, you know, attributed to a Microsoft spokesperson talking about the Mount Pleasant data center, saying that our data center campus investment plans with the Village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County are part of Microsoft's long-term commitment to the local communities in Wisconsin. We look forward to our work there. And that's where I want to emphasize again, this segment is not about casting stones or aspersions, but again, making it known how important it is for local officials to make informed decisions on things like these and learn about, you know, things like water use that may not have occurred to them previously.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Microsoft's president, fun fact, graduated from an Appleton high school. So I suspect that he feels an attachment to the state, like, you know, those of us who live here do, and is, you know, probably trying to bring home some of the business that he is in, which is, you know, I mean, I'm making assumptions, but right, like, that's lovely. But yes, exactly. I think we do need to have more information and to be able to consider things carefully.
The Things That Go Boom podcast episode is called Will the Internet Suck Us Dry? Zoe Sullivan was a part of the episode that I would highly recommend folks go look up. So thank you so much for the introduction to the topic and for getting to meet you. I appreciate it very much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for being here. When we come back, we'll talk to Luke Mathers about what else is happening across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can learn more about it by heading over to civicmedia.us. And learning more about Up North News by going to upnorthnewswi.com. Back in just a bit. You're Up North.
I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why?
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. he fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 17 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow, 22 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Right. Here we go. Yeah.
I wasn't sure how we were going to mark Michael Jackson's Thriller album for the Luke Mather segment until I realized we have our own pretty young thing. So here's PYT.
Oh, wow.
Luke Mathers.
Man, wow. that's the nicest you've ever been introducing me onto the air.
Civic Media eye candy. Luke Mathers joins us.
Sucking
now.
Up is usually my. Yeah. My realm, but okay, go for it.
I'm officially uncomfortable.
Good morning, Pat.
We don't have Dr. Lyerly here to help me with that. She's normally the one throwing out, you know, some kind of a flirty comment, and so I'm just happy to take on
Pat. We have a call this on the phone right now. That's Civic Media HR is on the phone for you.
That's just what the caller ID popped up as, yep. Greg. That's just, yep. You screened that mightily fast.
Well, you know, hey, I'm a professional at my job.
There we go.
He's really good. If you ever consider handing out raises, Luke, put Greg first in line. Other reason than the constant sucking up that he does.
I'm really good. You guys are the best I've ever worked with.
There you go.
How are you, Luke? What brings you to Waukesha on this fine morning?
I'm doing well. You know, just trying to get out, working with the Waukesha team this morning. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be appearing on Up North News Radio with you, Mr. Kreitlo, and I could be in studio with Greg here in the Shaw Studios. So WAUK, that's where I'm broadcasting from this morning, and we're having some fun.
Do you know what we need, though, for your next project?
What's that?
And talk about airing internal dirty laundry.
Yeah, I'm taking notes down. Please let me know what I need to add to my to-do list.
Because you're so bored down there. You have nothing to do, right?
Yep, here, exactly.
Let me add one more. Well, tomorrow I'll be down in Madison for a function. And normally I would come down, you know, late Thursday and I would do the Friday morning show from Madison. But now, of course, we've got a great new local show there like we do in some of the other Civic Media markets. And I don't know that we don't really have a studio set up yet where you could do a second show from the Madison headquarters. And so I would suggest the office that you and Todd.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at